same choosing. Okay, I can accept that idea, but life will be easier, right? Because now it's moved to a little subtler level of, well, I'll accept that some may be bad, some may be good, some may be pleasant, some may be unpleasant, but at least it's easier. So it's the same thing, easier versus harder. No guarantee.
Now, does what you're saying imply that this sort of longing for, you know, the absolute or whatever it is somehow intrinsically false, or some product of, you know, some mistake, thinking I'm an individual or something like that?
That's not the longing for the absolute. That's the longing for an easier life.
Can you explain the difference?
Probably you can.
I don't know. You know, it seems that there, I don't know if is the right word, but that there might be some...
This is the right word if you're talking about Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Depends what you mean by is. It just seems that the promise is held out by these, you know, I didn't mention any names, but aforementioned sages. And that isn't the complete reason that I adhere to that view. It's because of something in my own experience that they seem to be a fuller projection of. That makes me intelligently entertain the possibility that it might be right to strive to the death for this. And I just wondered,
so you have to be honest with yourself about what you're striving for. Mm-hmm. And your questions are good questions, but if you look at what you're really saying, they're all built around striving for some preference of yours.
Yeah, for not suffering, which seems to me to be normal or natural. That's what I'm trying to understand, exactly what you're saying that's not
so
correct or false about it.
No, it's just a question of telling yourself the truth. So at the level you're experiencing, now here's what you're really saying. At the level you're experiencing it on, it's not the longing for the ultimate or the divine, it's the longing for the end of suffering.
Right.
And that's a preference.
I guess I was equating the two, that if there were, you know, a merging in or full realization of absolute or God or truth or self, it would equal not suffering. You're saying...
Yeah, I'm saying that's your idea. What if knowing God fully leads to more suffering than you ever imagined?
Then we'll go down to the bar or whatever, you know. Honestly, I'm clear about that in myself.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm saying throw away, get rid of, eject all these preconceived notions of if I go higher, what is it going to look like? If I get closer to truth, how am I going to feel? If reality gets more real in my life, what is it going to bring me? Who knows? Maybe a worse life than you've ever imagined. Who knows? This is the whole illusion we create for ourselves, that we have ideas about how it will look, how it should look, and how we want it to look. And unfortunately, I guess it's unfortunate, reality has nothing to do with what we would like it to be. Reality could care less what you or I would like it to be.
But now, that's a view of yours, right? I mean, I don't know if that's... true. Some aspect of it, I agree with you. Like, you know, the mountain might not care if I achieve its top or fall off, but it might be a little more complex than that. Whereas how I'm structuring my relation to it is going to actually have a different effect in my experience, how I live my life. That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't seem that the type of aspiration that I'm talking about is, you know, not right to have. I understand your point about...
I'm not saying any of it is wrong to have. I'm saying see it correctly. See it correctly.
Go a little more into that? Help me understand that a little more.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Seeing it correctly means if your desire is for less suffering, don't tell yourself that's a desire for God, or don't tell yourself that's a desire for truth. Unless and until